This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Russian missile attacks on residential buildings near the Ukrainian port city of Odessa have killed at least 21 people. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Video and still images released by the Emergency Service of Ukraine show widespread destruction and emergency workers in action. Ukrainian news reports say the target of the missile attack was a multi-story apartment block and a recreational area. Later, rescuers inside one of the ruined apartments clear rubble. The assault comes after Russian forces pulled out from Snake Island on Thursday, potentially easing the threat to Odessa, it was initially thought. But Vladimir Putin's forces have kept up their push to encircle the last stronghold of resistance in the eastern province of Luhansk. I'm Charles de la Desma.
WNBA star Brittany Griner was in a Russian court Friday. Here's Ed Donahue.
Griner has been held for 4 months, accused of possessing cannabis oil while returning to play for a Russian team. The witnesses were an airport customs official and an unidentified witness. Alexander Boykov is her attorney.
I could only prove that we had two witnesses that are with the customs, and we expect the next hearing on 7th of July. That's it.
Griner could face up to 10 years in prison. Dmitry Peskov, a spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin, says, I can only operate with facts. And the facts say the famous athlete was detained with banned substances containing narcotic compounds. Elizabeth Rood is deputy chief of the U.S. mission in Russia.
The Russian Federation has wrongfully detained Ms. Griner. Wrongful detention is unacceptable wherever it occurs.
Rood says the U.S. is working at the highest levels to get Griner and other